It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Madeline Luke. She and a group of other people have put together something that's never happened before that we know of, and they're calling it Clean the Cheyenne. And I know we've heard other communities do this in the past, and but now here in Valley City, you have a passion for keeping the river clean, don't you, Madeline?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Steve.
Yeah.
And I would say that the river is, you know, a wonderful asset we have. I mean, it's been green this year, and it's just lovely watching the dikes and looking at the trees. It's just been beautiful. And I think that everybody likes to keep things neat and tidy. It makes you feel better. And certainly better for the environment. So a group of us, and this is a very loosely organized group. It's mostly people who are on beautification and on the Highland Prairie Orchards committee, decided that maybe a time to clean the river would be a good thing. And this is not sponsored by the city or any organization. It's just a bunch of volunteers who love the river and love being on it. So we decided that September 21st in the afternoon, hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have had a freeze so that there won't be so many mosquitoes. But people are invited to bring their watercraft, and we will supply grabbers, garbage bags. We have some giveaways from the Corps of Engineers. And depending on how many people come, we'll try to cover three stretches of the river all within Valley City. And the goal is to have a really nice trip down the Cheyenne during the fall and pick up trash along the way. For folks who don't want to be on the river, we initially said, let's try to clean up the banks. But driving around, it appears that the banks actually are very clean. It's wonderful. People
wow.
are picking up after themselves.
That's good.
And to tell you the truth, because of the flows from Devil's Lake and whatever, the banks are really cut very steeply, and I would not care to have people on those banks at all. So if there are people who want to help with the effort, I think that one thing we could do is clean the streets in Valley City. According to Public Works, the alleys maybe and the areas around the dumpsters could use a little sprucing up. And when you come down to it, all the stuff that's in the streets eventually ends up going into the river anyway. So we're just catching it one step before it gets to the river. And again, we'll have grabbers, we'll have gloves, we'll have plastic bags. What we'd like people to do is show up at Chautauqua Park at 1 o'clock. You need to register. You need to sign a waiver, you know, so nobody gets sued.
Yeah.
And then we have safety vests. We'll have life vests for people who don't have them. I believe right now I have 10 extra canoes for people who want to be on the river but don't have a canoe. We have some door prizes and some giveaways. So we'll have people start at 1 o'clock and get people to where they need to be, and then we'll come back at about 3 o'clock to return equipment and make sure everybody got back safely, and we'll be drawing for a door prize.
Neat thing is, we'll probably be able to see some of the debris because the Bald Hill Dam, they've reduced the CFS to 50 or 85 CFS. So the river is really low, or will be, and for the last few days. So at least if there is debris sometime, if you can get to it or whatever, mm-hmm. that's great. You can clean it up and put it in a garbage bag. And that'll be good.
I don't know what's out there. This is a pilot program. It's the first time we've done it. We have had nice support from people that we've got on the folder. It's the Corps of Engineers.
Corps of Engineers, Valley City Beautification Committee, as well as Valley City Eagles Club and Ensure Forward.
Yeah. So they've stepped forward and thought that this was a good idea as well. Hopefully it'll be a nice day, not raining. But it should be beautiful on the river. And if nothing else, if we don't pick up any trash, it's one more day to get out on the river.
I was thinking of Dick Bedding because I've been here for 18 years and I visited with Dick Bedding. He had a passion for keeping the Cheyenne clean, save the Cheyenne. And so as soon as I saw this flyer that came out, I thought of him right away. Mm-hmm. And you knew Dick Bedding really well.
Yeah, I think Dick and Save the Cheyenne were really pretty active in trying to keep bad water out of the Cheyenne, and we ultimately failed. And then Ad Hoc Downstream Group kind of tried to amplify the effort. I think that water quality is something that is dear to my heart, and I think it was dear to Dick's heart too. And the thing is that people take for granted that we'll always have clean water. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that is so. There are a lot of stresses on fresh water. We're in a state where there's drought and there's flooding, and Lord knows we have very little control over either. So in order to save the water that we need for drinking and also the water that is needed to keep our fish and our mussels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, wildlife clean, it takes some effort. You know, the aquatic biota, they don't get to vote. The fish don't get to vote.
Yeah.
But I think we all want them there. So that means that people have to step up and try to do what they can to keep the water clean and to make sure there's enough of it for everybody. And there's always the pressure of development, whether it be residential development or industrial development. The concentrated animal feeding operations on the Red River is a prime example of that, of how people need water. And if you're not careful, your water will be gone, or it'll be to the point where you can't use it anymore. And then you will end up either not having it or paying money, more money for it. Our reverse osmosis plant is great, but I think it costs money to run.
Yeah, it sure does. So if you want to join them this Sunday, September 21st, be at Chautauqua Park at 1 o'clock on Sunday, September 21st, as the first ever Cheyenne River cleanup event will be held. And more volunteers are welcome. Do you have any age limits? I forgot to ask that.
I would say that because of the waiver of liability, we want people who are under 18 to have a parent or a guardian come with them and be with them and sign. Everybody must sign a waiver of liability, otherwise you're not part of the group.
Yeah.
And we will be giving out equipment, and we will be checking it back. We're borrowing things, so we need to make sure that everybody gets back in one piece, and all the equipment that people have let us borrow gets back in one piece. And of course, we want all the garbage to come back so that the city will take care of it. I should just mention one thing. You know, one thing that we really want to get out of the river now, the streets, are plastic things. The microplastics are a big issue. Plastic never goes away. The bottle you throw into the street or the bottle cap that you throw, you know, you just lost it. It never goes away.
Yeah.
It breaks down into tiny pieces. And these tiny pieces have been found everywhere, including in our bodies. Nobody knows what it does, but it kind of makes sense that maybe having bits of plastic in your brain is not such a great thing.
Wow. I've heard more and more people talk about that, even water treatment plant operators across the country talk about it. So
yeah. And these are tiny. It's unclear to me whether the RO plants would take it out or not. But again, every time you have to take a contaminant out of water,
it
costs more money.
Yeah,
your filters are working harder.
So
try to avoid using single-use plastics. Clean up after yourselves, and we'll do our best to clean up the stuff that's on the streets.
All right. There's Madeline Luke, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.